Good afternoon, Shadow Hills. Well, if you are walking in the Montecito clubhouse one time and hear somebody belting out Blue Eyes Crying in the Rain, the chances are Willie Nelson is not here. Chances are the sound is coming from our Okie Dokie Karaoke Club. And Alan Voss is here to tell us about it. Alan, welcome to the podcast.
Thanks. I'm happy to be here, and I love to talk, so there's no problem.
Great, great. We're going to get along fine. So let's start with you. How long have you lived here?
We've been here 6 years. We are from the real part of California, Northern California, and we moved from a place called Greenhorn Creek, which is a golf resort in Angels Camp, California, which was made famous by Mark Twain in 1865, when he wrote the celebrated Jumping Frog of Calaveras County. And from that time, we have been a real unique center on the Highway 49, the Gold Rush Highway. And it's it was a wonderful thing. My wife and I were the social chairman of there. We put all kinds of and then we made the mistake of following our kids who lived here.
And we moved down there. The Coachella Valley?
Yes. My daughter-in-law is an oncologist. They moved from Chicago here. And so we had other kids up in Oregon, so we didn't want to live there. So my wife says, well, we can live there, and I want to see the grandkids. So here we are. Of course, 5 years later, they moved to Portland.
Yeah.
So here we are. Trust your kids.
For the time being, anyway. So how long have you been involved with the karaoke club?
I've been here since I got here. I've been singing most of my life. It's a fun thing, and it also makes me feel better. So right away, I got involved, and I guess it was good timing because the person who was running it then wanted to retire, and so they offered me the opportunity to become the KJ, we call it, the karaoke jockey, which I took on and have done so since then.
Okay. And when do they meet, and how long does the meeting last?
We meet from October through May, the first Thursday of every month, from 6 to 9 in either the front or the back half of the Montecito Ballroom.
Mm-hmm. And before we shut down, how many people would you get on a given night?
It's very, very flexible. It goes anywhere from a low of 15 to a high of 35.
Well, the reason I ask that question is one of the complaints I've heard about karaoke in the past is people sit, and they get to sing one song in the whole evening. So how do you deal with that?
Well, you know, that's a good question because I sing a lot of places all over town. And that is a problem where you have 3 hours and you have 25 singers. We usually have somewhere in the realm of 10 to 12 singers. So for that 3 hours, you get minimum three songs, if not four songs. Mm-hmm. And the nice thing about karaoke is that you can go out any place to listen to music, pay for it or not, but wherever you go, it's usually going to be one kind of music. Either it's going to be country or it's going to be jazz or it's going to be show tunes. Mm-hmm. If you come to karaoke in that three-hour segment here, you'll hear everything known to man, from country to show tunes to whatever you want. The Great American Songbook is a classic thing.
I see. And so you're here to recruit new members and make the club known. What's the profile of a person who would join your club?
Well, I'm here for a couple of reasons. I don't want to digress, but let me say that, first of all, answer your question. Most of the people who come are all of our age group. You know, their backgrounds are varied, and their interests for singing are different. But the reason why I'm really anxious to get people to come and enjoy is because I've been in medicine most of my life, and what we've learned with studies is that you can live longer and have less stress if you put music and laughter in your life. Mm-hmm. You come to here to Shadow Hills, we're blessed because we not only have the place to sing, whether it be we have comedy night, we have community singers, we have karaoke, and we have the musicians they bring in. So you have a lot of chance to get out of your box, I call it the house, to get out to listen to this music and feel better. So everybody comes for different reasons. You can come, and what we like to see, you don't have to sing, But I tell you what makes singers better is a great audience. Mm-hmm. And so if you want to come and have an audience and bring a libation and just enjoy the evening for, you know, a modicum of, you know, we cost you $10 a year. So
that's affordable for the people here, I'm sure.
So it's a real interesting thing. You meet a lot of different people. And the thing that I like a lot, because I'm into music and nostalgia, if you will, I'm a big band guy, is that a lot of people come and they hear music they can remember from the past that was very special to them. And so it's really sometimes a really nice kind of feeling people get, because most of the songs they don't hear very often. And we make sure, because there's a varied group of singers that like everything. Like I say, we have a lot of people like to sing country. I like to sing the Great American Songbook, which is almost all of them. If you realize that most of the songs that were popular in the 50s and 60s were written in the 30s and 40s and made it downhill and were really great music. So it's a wonderful opportunity to listen to a bunch of stuff.
Yeah. Well, not to make this about me, but I have learned that listening to the 50s on 5 or the 60s on 6 on Sirius XM bring back all my memories from that point of my life. And it is very effective.
And the interesting thing is you can come and you don't even have to think about the songs you might want to hear. But in our software program, we have 72,000 songs to pick from. And most of them are the songs you know about. And many of them are from that era. And I will say this again, is that many of the songs which are very popular even today were written in the 30s and 40s.
Yeah, and I mean, I've done a little of this, and it's hard getting up there and following along. So do people practice before they come in and perform in front of the audience?
Some do. Some have this fear they're going to look less than they want to be, so they will practice at home, and that's easy to do because almost, if you've got a computer at home, you can pick up any song you want, and it's there.
Yeah.
And you can sing to
it. Karaoke machines are cheap.
Yeah, you can sing to it. But again, there are people who just get there. You can sing by yourself. You can sing with somebody else, again, or you can hum along and listen. But the issue is it's just a fun time with music that people can get their mind someplace else except where the little house that they live in.
Great. Well, did I miss anything? Is there anything else you want to cover?
I would say that we look forward to people for great audiences, because I will say one thing, great audiences make singers better.
Yeah. And one more time, say when you meet.
We meet on Thursdays, the first Thursday of every month, starting in October through May.
Yeah.
And you can stop by and just listen. Stick your nose in. If you don't like it, you can go someplace else, but I think you'll really enjoy it.
Yeah.
So please join with us.
And for the new residents, that's a great way to meet some new people.
That happened.
And have a lot of fun.
Just recently the last meeting, they had a new homeowners meeting across the hall. We opened the doors. We had about 15 people just wander in.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really a very nice thing for everybody, I think.
Great. Well, thank you for coming in and telling us about it. And I hope that this boosts your attendance significantly.
I hope so, too. And I hope everybody really has a chance to enjoy both the music and the laughter that Shadow Hills provides.
Okay. And thank you for your attention, audience. Until next time, bye-bye.